Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 12th, 2014. Now let's continue with the teachings for the month of October. What I want to do at this moment is go into the zodiac. I want to deal with two signs of the zodiac, Virgo and Libra. And we want to continue to understand that the purpose of the zodiac, that Africans partitioned the heavens into 12, I think the word is quadrants, 12 sections, and assigned zodiac signs to each section, assigned attributes, characteristics, talents to the zodiac. Most of the attributes and characteristics are good, but every time there are also characteristics that can be seen as bad and evil, so that we may be warned against our flaws, and that we may press upon the good characteristics and guard against the bad characteristics and the flaws, so that we may be transformed into the gods and the goddesses that the Most High has called us to be. As we track the sun in the 12 signs of the zodiac, as we remember that scientifically all of us are constructed from the same substance as the sun, the hydrogen solar power of the universe. And we understand scientifically that the atom of life is the solar hydrogen power, the sun. And we understand that this solar power energy is the Christ, the light of the world, and we are all the body of Christ. And as the Christ was in Yahushua, as Yahushua was the body of Christ, a part of the body of Christ, and we would say the head, because Yahushua represents that first mentality, that firstborn reality of the waters of Noon that we have been speaking of, that Apostle John saw as the throne of the Almighty. And we went into the details of the throne and proved that the throne of the Almighty was the waters of Noon seen in the precious stones. And the firstborn of the waters of Noon is Christos, called Christos in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, Christos is called Adon. In other ancient times, that same Christos, called Adon in the Old Testament, is called Aton Sun Disk, called Amen Ra and Ra, called Atum in the ancient days, firstborn of creation, called Lord Shiva in the Hindu, called Atomos by Democritus 5th century BC when he traveled to Persia, Babylon, and Africa, Kemet, Egypt, came back with the Atum teaching and said Atomos. That's where we get our modern day scientific term atom. But this is the hydrogen solar sun fire power of the universe. And all of us are from that fire. All of us are the body of crystals. So when we see the sun going through the 12 signs of the zodiac, we are looking at ourselves and are able to examine ourselves and see ourselves in the zodiac signs so that we may perfect ourselves and transform ourselves. The power of the sun transforms the original waters from the original state and transforms those original water melanin of the universe into the mass matter material universe that we have today. And the precious stones and the precious resources and the precious metals, all of the wealth and resources in the earth that comes from the universe, that comes from the waters of noon, were transformed into such by the power of the hydrogen solar sun. And that power of transformation is within you and within me. Be ye not conformed to this world, to this world system of death, hell, destruction, warfare, and bloodshed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. That power that Christ utilizes to transform is alive within you and me when we aliven that power of transformation. So when we go through the 12 signs of the zodiac, we are examining ourselves, knowing that we are from the same substance as the crystals, from the same substance as the Almighty, as we are part and parcel of the Almighty, cut out of the Almighty by the Almighty, and given physical form to live in this earth realm that we may carry out the dictates of the Almighty. Now, from August 24 to September 23, we see the sign of Virgo. And as we study and grow and go back over various signs and symbols that we may have covered before, but now we see signs and symbols and information in a new light, in a new way. And we don't preach the same old way, but we're growing and we're evolving and we are transforming. So when we look at this virgin in this day and time, the Virgo is the virgin. And when you think of the Virgin Mary, when you look at the zodiac coming out of Cancer into Leo, and Leo is symbolized by the sperm, a wiggly line with a head on the end of it. So we're talking about life every time. Every sign of the zodiac is dealing with some aspect of life in the universe. So as Leo, we come in as sperm. We come in as the seed of life, germ of life. That life is eternal. That seed of life is eternal, but is now going to take on flesh which is finite. And so we have the teachings from Africa, from Kemet. You have Nun and Nonet. And then you have Ha and Hahet. And Ha is the masculine dealing with the infinite and boundless and no barrier. See, the seed of life is eternal. That life in the seed is eternal, has no beginning and no ending, has no barrier, no boundary. But now, Hahet is the feminine. And the feminine, the womb, will put flesh on that eternal life. And that flesh is finite. That flesh has barriers, can't do everything, has boundaries. So we see the sacred divine masculine and the sacred divine feminine teaching us that there are things eternal and things not eternal. The feminine Hahet is seen as Kali, the destroyer of all wickedness, because wickedness has boundary, has limit, has a time limit, is finite. And so we have that power within us to take all that is wicked and evil and destroy wickedness and destroy evil, because wickedness cannot last forever. But life is eternal. And so you come out of Leo. And if you take the zodiac and move it counterclockwise and have Aries, if you were looking at a clock on the 6 o'clock, near the 6 o'clock, and then you had Leo on or near the 3 o'clock, and you have the sun going in the counterclockwise, you can see that we're entering into the fall. You can see how this teaches us of the fall of mankind, of the fall not necessarily of creation, but the creation is reacting to the fall of man and woman, mankind, and now has moved from the original state of creation, commensurate with the human being, as emitting the God goddess power. Now mankind has fallen, and we are not on the God goddess level that we were from creation, and so now creation reacts to mankind. And so you see that we have entered into the fall season. Is it the fall equinox, September 21? And so in the Virgo is the fall, in the Virgin is the fall of the season. When you check Genesis and that whole narrative concerning the fall of mankind, and you have Eve as the woman, well, that's the Virgo. And so for this construct, the woman is there, and then there's a constellation that is a serpentine constellation that is also there as the sun falls into the fall season and goes into the winter season. I learned this from Ashra Kwesi in his teaching titled The African Origin of Judaism, or Judaism, the Stolen Religion from Africa. And so you can see how the zodiac teaches us about ourselves. Now, the virgin. A virgin, normally we say, has had no sexual intercourse, has had no dealings sexually. And you also can say immaculate conception. And this is used for Yahushua. Now, my pastor was thinking of thinking of virgin birth, and I'm also thinking of Immaculate Conception. And he, as a former physician, began to say, you know what? For a real true virgin birth in the way that we present it, as we see presented through Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, a real true virgin birth, according to my pastor, cannot have any human participation at all. This is my pastor speaking. And he, my pastor, a former physician, began to go into how, in reality, even Mother Mary herself didn't have anything to do with the egg that Yahushua was born in, and that Mother Mary had to be a surrogate mother, not passing on any of her DNA to Yahushua from the physical standpoint, but the DNA from Mary and Joseph, we would have to say, if this construct is true, was passed supernaturally. And so Pastor, understanding that the real virgin birth as we present through Yahushua is a birth that no human being had anything to do with, then if you think of it on that level, then it had to be a surrogate mother. And the egg couldn't have been from Mother Mary herself, but was supernaturally placed into Mary, making her a surrogate mother who carried the baby to term, but the baby didn't originate from her loins. And that was pretty good. And if I didn't understand the waters of noon, I would go with that. But we understand the waters of noon, sisters and brothers, and we understand from Jeremiah 1 and 5, that the Almighty knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. Now, when was that, sisters and brothers? And the word knew is a word that is a two-way street. The Almighty knew us, but we knew the Almighty, and we received instruction from the Almighty. That means we were alive in the Almighty, receiving instruction. And at that time, before our physical incarnation, in our pre-incarnate life, you might say, well, that's what we say about Jesus. And I am proving every session that you are Jesus. We are Jesus. We are the body of Christ. And we were alive in our pre-incarnate existence before our parents consummated, before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. We were alive with the Almighty, in the Almighty, receiving instruction from the Almighty. And we promised the Almighty that we would come into the earth realm and liberate the human family. That scripture in Hebrews is talking of all of us, talking about all of us. Now, with that as a backdrop, I was studying in the book of Job. And Job, either chapter 1 or chapter 2, you remember all the calamities that Job suffered. Loss of cattle, loss of resources, and loss of children. And he was very despondent and sad. And he said, now, we have misquoted this scripture. I want you to finish this scripture as you have heard it. Naked came I into the world, and naked shall I go out. Wrong. That's not what the scripture says. Job said, naked came I forth from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. Now, the object is the womb of his mother. He said, I came from this womb, and I shall go back to this womb. Now, you and I know scientifically, you can't return back to the womb of your physical mother. Jesus, when talking to Nicodemus, when Jesus was speaking of being born again, Nicodemus said, can I return back to my mother's womb? And Jesus said, no, you can't return to that womb. And you should know better than such a thought process, because you are supposed to be a teacher. But the womb that we are talking about is the womb that is the womb of Nonet and the waters of Nun. Nun, the masculine. The waters represent the seed of life, germ of life, the semen that we would call sperm, and that those waters originally housed in the womb of Nonet, the scientific waters, water melanin of the universe that we all come from. These are the waters that Job is speaking of going back to. So the womb is the womb of Nonet, and that original state that we all came from, represented by the waters of Nun and the womb of Nonet, which symbolize peace and tranquility and order and no barrier, no boundary, all one. And so in a time of calamities, Job is reflecting on our original state. Now, when you check the word womb, you see the word Sheol, that is also translated as Hades and hell. The more I study Sheol, Hades, and hell, I understand the misinterpretation now. And the misinterpretation is such that only the fire is focused on. But scientifically, these waters of Nun are a fire water, because it's hydrogen, fire, hydrogen, plasma, hydrogen type waters that we all come from. The state of the waters before the transforming light, before the light transformed those waters into the mass, matter, material universe that we have grown accustomed to today. Now let's go ahead and take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.